This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Affordable housing has been a constant need in California for so long that it becomes easy to assume the same need is present all across the country. But Diane Spaulding assures us that it's not.
We're at the bottom of the pack. We're next to Hawaii for being the least affordable housing markets in the country. And we have been in that ranking position for well over a decade. And then when you narrow it down to a California region-specific basis, the least affordable rental markets in our state, five of them are in the Bay Area.
Spaulding is the executive director of the Nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California. She was the keynote speaker yesterday at the Sonoma County Housing Coalition's kickoff breakfast for Affordable Housing Week. Sonoma County is one of those high-cost housing markets, Spaulding says, but she praised local governments here for their many successes in creating homes and apartments for low-income residents, attributing that to an abundance of the political will necessary to make it happen.
You absolutely cannot understate how important political will is by citizens, by planning commissioners, by local elected officials, because if you cannot get a site approved, you cannot get housing built. And if you can't plan in your community for housing, which is where the housing element and the whole general planning processes come together, if you fail to plan, you will fail to build.
In the aftermath of the collapsed housing and banking sectors, Spaulding says that even the most committed communities will have to find new tools and tactics in order to develop new affordable residential projects.
Certainly no business or no nonprofit affordable housing developer is going to be doing their business in the same way today or 3 years from now that they did 3 years ago. And that's because our world has changed. We don't have the community development lending environment that we did. We don't have a budget surplus in the state of California. We are hopeful that the new administration at HUD will actually proliferate some new funding sources and some new innovative policies. But at the same time, we don't want to see them erode programs that have worked for us in California.
Finding such resources in the state budget will be difficult, Spaulding admits, but she strongly supports a proposed new federal housing trust fund, a billion-dollar initiative that could send up to $119 million to California.
We've got this National Housing Trust Fund. Just last week, every single person in the California congressional delegation signed on to support capitalizing that fund. There's also a really great conversation going on about this low-income housing tax credit, which was created under a Republican federal administration and needs to be renewed. When you have Republicans coming up with good ideas, Democrats need to support it and vice versa. It's not a partisan issue. Everyone deserves housing.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.